This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that energy cooperation is a crucial dimension between India and Mediterranean region. Addressing CII India-Mediterranean Business Conclave in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said, "It is not just the Mediterranean region's abundant oil and natural gas reserves, but also the vast potential of green hydrogen and green ammonia present new opportunities for collaboration." He expressed happiness that Indian business is already active in exploring that. A successful launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni-4 was carried out from Integrated Test Range at Chandipur in Odisha yesterday. The Defense Ministry said the launch successfully validated all operational and technical parameters. It said the launch was conducted under the aegis of Strategic Forces Command. Relief and rescue operations by Navy, Air Force and NDRF teams are in full swing in flood-affected areas of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. A central team took stock of the situation on extensive damage caused by heavy rain and flood across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. Briefing media persons in Vijayawada yesterday, Additional Secretary in the Union Home Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, who was leading the central team, said the centre has been extending all the requisite and timely assistance to the state governments of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in the relief and rescue efforts. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday announced a special package of 564 crore rupees for the flood-affected areas and people in the state. Dr. Saha was speaking in the assembly yesterday. He said that considering the severity of the damage caused by the recent floods, the state government has decided to announce a financial package for immediate relief and recovery work across various sectors. The Chief Minister asserted that the initial estimate of damage due to the flood is about 14,247 crore rupees. He said after assessing the actual damage, the state government will submit a memorandum to the Union Home Ministry requesting additional funds for relief and rehabilitation. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 12 people, including 4 children, were killed after a head-on collision between the vehicle in which they were travelling and a roadways bus in Hathras district yesterday. 16 others were injured in the accident. The injured are undergoing treatment in the district hospital. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the Hathras road accident. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the family of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched BJP's poll campaign by releasing the party's manifesto for J&K assembly polls during a 2-day visit to Jammu. Mr. Shah released the BJP's manifesto outlining the party's vision and goals for the region. Addressing a gathering at the launch of BJP's manifesto, Mr. Shah said that since independence, J&K has been important for their party and asserted that Article 370 is now part of history and will never come back. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. Also known as Vinayak Chaturthi or Ganesh Utsav, the day marks the beginning of 10-day long festivities during which people play clay idols of Lord Ganesh at their homes and worship them. Congress has released a list of 31 candidates for Haryana Assembly polls. Senior party leader and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda will contest from Gadhi Sampla Kiloi seat. State Congress Chief Uday Bhan has been fielded from Hodal. Wrestler Vinesh Fogat, who joined Congress yesterday, has got ticket from Julana. In Paris Paralympics 2024, Indian landmine blast survivor Hokkato Hotose Sima won the bronze medal in the men's shot put F57 final event yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.